CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. There are 12 additional criminal charges against Jerry Sandusky, former assistant coach at Penn State. Allegations by the Pennsylvania Attorney General of Child Sex Abuse. CBS News investigative producer Pat Milton.
He's previously charged with sexually assaulting 8 victims. That was in the original grand jury presentation. This adds 2 more victims, victim 9 and victim 10, who are alleging that they were targeted by Sandusky when they were children.
CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
What this tells us, in addition to the fact that it's more bad news for Sandusky, is that there was a continuing investigation, that the authorities here didn't just stop with the 8 initial allegations. Now there's 10, and clearly there's going to be more trouble.
Sandusky has been arrested. Prosecutors asked the judge for $500,000 bail. No criminal charges against the fired assistant basketball coach at Syracuse University, Bernie Fine. The 5-year statute of limitations in New York on sex abuse allegations has run out. The Onondaga County District Attorney, however, wants everyone to know what he thinks about it, lacking a trial. William Fitzpatrick.
It is not my place to pronounce Bernie Fine guilty of anything. It is my place, however, especially in light of recent events, to affirm that these 2 victims are believable.
A third man who claims Fine also abused him is from Maine, and his case is separate. Defense lawyers say it's a plainly false accusation. A judge in Illinois sentenced ousted Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich to 14 years in prison for official corruption. This woman was on the jury that convicted him.
I'm praying for him. I also hope that he uses this as an opportunity to admit when you've done wrong and how to make good choices in life.
Blagojevich plans to appeal the verdict and the sentence. He just left the courthouse.
This is also a time for Patty and me to get home so we can explain to our kids, our babies Amy and Annie, what happened, what all this means, and where we're going from here.
He is to report to prison on February 16th. Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius made the decision. No rules change. A girl must be at least 17 to get the morning after emergency contraception pill without a prescription.
Secretary Sebelius was right to reject the FDA recommendation to make this potent drug available over the counter to young girls. In her own words, she said that the research submitted to the FDA did not include data for all of the ages of which the drug would be used.
That's Jeannie Monahan at the Family Research Council. Thousands of Occupy-style protesters shut down K Street in Washington, D.C. today in the rain, saying they are demonstrating against the power of lobbyists and corporate money in American politics. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 3 points. The Nasdaq is off about 15 so far today. One of America's favorite singers, Dobie Gray, has died. Gray's attorney and friend, Charlie Andrews, says he died in his sleep at his home in Nashville. Dobie Gray was 69. This is CBS News.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
To Alex, what can I say to the greatest 4-year-old in the universe? I'm already so proud of you, and you can't even tie your shoes yet. You're the best gift I've ever gotten. So here's the best gift I could give in return. Love, Dad.
When it comes to your loved ones, give the most selfless gift of all, a secure financial future. New York Life Insurance Company has been protecting families for over 165 years and has the highest ratings currently awarded to any life insurer. Contact your New York Life agent or visit newyorklife.com.
Florida's free flu shots for poor people can make a difference.
Mom wants to go first.
The timing of these free flu shots couldn't have been better for Amanda Benz.
Yesterday we found out that food stamps and stuff, we have to wait 30 days and we're not going to have them for Christmas.
Her family of 6 is struggling to make it on a single income here in Bithlo, just east of Orlando. Clinic organizer Tim McKinney says many here are homeless. Public transportation, health care, almost non-existent.
The closest comparison here in the States would be Appalachia.
As for Amanda Benz, free flu shots for her and 2 of her kids means
there, have a better Christmas.
Peter King, CBS News, Bithlo, Florida.
Lynn, Massachusetts has a law against feeding the ducks and geese because it encourages them to stay and litter the pond and the park with their digestive trinkets. Police say 80-year-old Claire Butcher repeatedly ignored warnings to stop feeding the birds, so they wrote her up. She faces a $100 fine, could even get 30 days in jail for it. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
A shopping list helps you get everything you need in one trip. So what if shopping for insurance were like shopping for groceries? You still make a list to get the coverage you need in just one place. Like with a local Allstate agent. Say your list includes your car. Check. A motorcycle or RV. Check, check. Plus a boat. Or even a small business. Check and check. An Allstate agent makes it easy to protect it all. And save. So if you're shopping for a great insurance value, well, check.
Call a California Allstate agent today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Discounts vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
This is the anniversary of Pearl Harbor bombing day, and we're going to have Pearl Harbor music from the movie Pearl Harbor today.
And now, here's Bill Benica.
From the soundtrack thereof, we all have music. It's a war-y kind of music, and I like it. Here, Bill Benica, this is Talk is Cheap on 1340 KYNS. San Luis Obispo, thanks for joining me today on this Pearl Harbor day. 7 years ago, the day, of course, that the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, and there's a great story from one of the survivors in the Tribune today. We'll go with it a little bit, and some of the facts that are in, and we're going to right now work it and make it happen. Learn more about Pearl Harbor Day.
December 7th.
Well, we know December 7th is important. So we'll see what we get. I apologize. This is the computer that took 45 minutes to do the same thing my computer took 5 minutes to do. And I have an old computer. So we can only ask so much of it. Matter of fact, I think I'm asking too much. Another day that will live in infamy. They're going to get bombed. All right. I apologize. We will rejoin this story in a little while, I hope.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Go, Mo. Mo barbecue, please.
Mo ribs, Mo chicken, Mo pork, Mo beef, Mo burgers, Mo onion rings, Mo potato chips, Mo beans, Mo fried green tomatoes.
Mo barbecue, please.
Mo slaw, Mo tater salad, Mo house salad, Mo Cobb salad, Mo Caesar salad, and Mo's Calypso salad. Mo sodas, Mo brewskis, Mo lemonade, Mo iced tea.
Mo barbecue, please.
At Osos in Monterey and San Luis Obispo and at Pismo, it's the bomb. Pomeroy's most spacious beach barbecue, babies.
Mo barbecue, please.
It's your call, and the smartest one you can make is Decosa Computers. There isn't another group of 10 people more dedicated to helping their clients get the most out of their business computers. Dedicated pros who enjoy helping people with their computers. They love making small business networks network and making the whole mess seem simple. Decosa Computers is here for the small business that needs computers and technology just to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. It doesn't matter whether price is your first concern or your last. Service is Coastal Computers' first concern, and that includes making your operation painless and highly successful. Coastal Computers is known for making the tough stuff easy. They've been doing it for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're certainly the real deal and worth a call. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. Call 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com right now.
Firm to make you feel welcome.
At Charles Schwab, we want to know what's on your mind, not just what's in your portfolio. So talk to Chuck.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Those words, spoken 70 years ago, rang true then and still today. The attack on Hawaii's Pearl Harbor plunged America into World War II. The memories of that day are etched in the minds of those who survived.
It was just a tremendous amount of explosions, then the smoke. A little later on, the fire on top of the water.
The bombing was a surprise early on a Sunday morning. Japanese fighter jets swooped in, and when it was over, some 2,400 American lives had been lost.
I was so shocked, I didn't really have much of a feeling. But afterwards, it haunted me.
Today is the last time the anniversary will be commemorated with the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association. The group is disbanding at the end of the month. With fewer survivors still alive, those who are left worry that the reality of the attack will die with them.
There's only about a half page in a history book about Pearl Harbor, and half of that half page is a picture of the Arizona. So our youngsters don't understand what really happened. They don't understand that freedom...
I'm Greg Black reporting.
Thanks, Greg Black reporting. I'm glad we got able to do that story. Let's continue then with what else happened on this day in history, and this was very close to home. I mean, very close to home, and this was another day that would live in infamy on the Central Coast. On this day in 1847, 43 people died after a gunman aboard a Pacific Southwest Airlines jetliner en route from L.A. to San Francisco apparently shot a fellow passenger, the pilots, and himself, causing the plane to crash just south of Highway 46 near Harmony. He was an employee who had recently been fired and was not a happy man, apparently. That was quite a day. Also, let's do birthdays. They born today, actress Ellen Burstyn is 79, and basketball Hall of Famer Larry Bird is 55. We'll say happy birthday to them. Happy birthday to you if it is your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
Looking for a great holiday gift idea that won't break the bank? Remember this name.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
That's right,
Slow Roasted Coffee.
They're your local neighbors, and their coffee is always a crowd pleaser. Now's the time of year to enjoy Slow Roasted Coffee's special holiday blends. Candy cane, pumpkin pie, winter wonderland, and a favorite, cinnamon gingerbread. Folks love their coffee, and if you're wondering what to give your coworker or need to pick up a host gift before you go to that holiday party, it's Slow Roasted Coffee to the rescue. Got someone out of town? Send them a gift from the happiest place on earth. Shop online at slowroasted.com. They'll ship it for you. Locally, you'll find Slow Roasted Coffee at grocery stores throughout the county. This holiday season, don't just drink coffee, enjoy it. Drink Slow Roasted Coffee. So good.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
That's right. CalCoast News right here, first thing of the day. First thing at noon. Anyway, and let me tell you what's going on right now. Voters favor public pension reform by a slim majority. They're in favor of Jerry Brown's plan to reduce public pensions, according to a field poll. The governor's 12-point plan introduced last month has gained the favor of 51% of those polled, said Mark DiCamillo, who directed the latest survey. The same voters also told pollsters that they consider public pensions too generous, 46% compared to 35%, who think those pensions are just about right. DiCamillo said the voters have indicated that Brown's plan strikes about the right balance. Those proposals contain less generous state and local benefit plans for new employees and raises the retirement age for many individuals. Large majority, 64%, wanted pension rollbacks to affect even current recipients. This was not part of Brown's plan, however, and such a proposal could encounter stiff legal barriers and problems and wouldn't be right, really. Other things going on. Warren Buffett's in our news locally, and a company owned by Warren Buffett announced yesterday that it has entered into a definitive agreement with First Solar to buy the Topaz Solar Farm currently under construction in San Luis Obispo County. 550 megawatt solar plant is expected to produce enough renewable energy to power approximately 160,000 California homes. A subsidiary of Berkshire Hathaway Incorporated, MidAmerican, said in a press release that First Solar will complete construction of the more than $2 billion California Valley Solar Farm in 2015. Construction began last month. As energy needs continue to increase, the Topaz project will allow MidAmerica to produce renewable energy for thousands of Californians, said Greg Abel, chairman, president, and CEO of MidAmerican. This project also demonstrates that solar energy is a commercially viable technology without the support of governmental loans and guarantees. It reflects the type of solar and other renewable generation that MidAmerica will continue to seek to add to its unregulated portfolio. In October, the Topaz project lost $1.9 billion in federal loan guarantees because it failed to meet a deadline to start construction. Other things happening in our world on the Central Coast from CalCoastNews.com. Well, we had the story yesterday about the slow management was going to take a pay cut. Then we have this other thing that you may have heard about in our news, and that is a joint investigation into mortgage abuses by the nation's largest banks will team the attorney generals of California and Nevada, two states hit hardest by foreclosures. The collaborative efforts of California Attorney General Kamala Harris and Nevada Attorney General Catherine Cortez Masto was announced in L.A. Officials believe it will help accelerate investigations already underway. The mortgage crisis, a man-made disaster, has taken a heavy toll on the country, but it saved its worst for California and Nevada, Harris said. The mortgage crisis is a law enforcement matter, and we will prosecute to hold accountable those who are responsible. This news update brought to us by and through and for and around CalCoastNews.com.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
So we will have Karen Velian on Friday, and she'll be joining us right after noon, and we'll have a weekend review and find out what else she's up to. She's always up to something, you know. We'll find out what's going on. Hope your day's going well. Midday here, it's about 66 degrees expected in San Luis Obispo. And cold at night again. Oh, dumb trip. Let me give you a couple phone numbers in case you want to buzz. 786-2578. That's 786-2578. And 1-866-937-1340. 1-866-937-1340. Well, here's a couple of interesting things. Here's a great story, a Pearl Harbor story, a great story. I mean, it was a remarkable thing that happened. That's what makes it so great. It was a great disaster for America, Pearl Harbor, of course, the attack. Can I say something really politically incorrect? Most of the most successful attacks in wartime are not announced. Therefore, they're sneak attacks. But Pearl Harbor will always be remembered as the sneak attack. And I don't know why. But that's the way it is. Okay. So here, now this is a really curious thing right here to me. This is Earl Cornwell served at the Ford Island Naval Air Station. Pearl Harbor was eating breakfast at about 8 a.m. when the Japanese attacked. And Earl, as you probably remember, was involved with our school system for many, many years. The interesting thing about that is I don't know what chow hall. He was having breakfast when the attack came, so I'm not sure what that chow hall was that he was in. The main chow hall at Pearl Harbor Naval Air Station was hit almost immediately as the attack began, and everyone inside the mess hall was killed. And so, interestingly enough, the late Fred Peterson from Peterson the News fame here in San Luis Obispo, he was a Pearl Harbor survivor, and he said the only reason he survived was he didn't go to breakfast because he had a hangover. Drinking pays sometimes. Anyway, so he said that's the only reason. He said he would have been at that exact time he would have been in the chow hall because most everybody was in at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's the time the chow hall was the busiest. An amazing thing, and they talk about, of course, all the loss of life, and it was huge. It was absolutely huge. an exact figure that's given out is 2,388 Americans were killed, 1,178 were wounded, and the sinking, destruction, or damaging of 21 ships, 323 aircraft during a two-hour period that Sunday morning almost defies understanding. So what's interesting, as you know, is that it's not like there was no warning at all. There was enough saber rattling by the Japanese and a partnership with the Nazi forces and stuff to say, okay, well, there's something's up, but nothing came of what was up, and that's a shame. But anyway, they talked about the many things that were lost in this thing. The interesting thing is three of the aircraft carriers in the Pacific Fleet were not at Pearl Harbor, which they didn't expect. And so, it was General Yamamoto of the Japanese Navy was the lead commander. And if you remember his words, we have awakened the sleeping giant and filled it with a terrible resolve. And it was a terrible resolve, and it was resolved. All right. So I have Pearl Harbor music from the movie today. Oh, you know what? How do I say this to you? All right, well, first we'll see if the thing plays, okay, because it may not play because everything today's attacking me. But, you know, there's certain people that I've always considered, and forgive me, but it's just everybody has different perceptions of people, and that's, you know, how life is. And so I've always considered this man to be a pompous so-and-so, and more so now, actually, because of an incident that happened yesterday.
Bring him out.
Come on, go ahead.
Out for playing on his electronic device while the plane was at the gate. Well, American Airlines won't comment, but passengers, including pro boxer Oscar De La Hoya, saw it happen.
I actually felt Alec Baldwin. I mean, was turning off his devices, and I don't know, he just got a little angry.
He was on his phone, and he didn't want to get off the phone. Then he was talking to the bathroom, and became a little bit irate, and they had to remove him from the flight.
What did he do? He stalked into the bathroom? Knocked into the bathroom, he said. So we can keep playing. Oh, my word. Baldwin tweeted that words with friends is addicting. I think I'm getting it right, too. I think I saw his tweet and it said, no wonder American is bankrupt.
Right there. Words with friends. I don't tweet, so I don't know. It's a game that you can play on your cell phone. And apparently it was so important to him that he decided to get himself thrown off a plane. That's why I enjoyed The Hunt for Red October, because he had to play a man who was not quite so pompous, who was actually quite reserved and well thought out. Wasn't he supposed to leave the country when Bush was elected the first time? Then wasn't he supposed to leave the country when Bush was elected the second time? He breaks his promises. I can tell you that about the guy. Other things going on. Other things happening. Now, this is one of those, again, weird, strange, I don't understand, when you have the Defense of Marriage Act and proposition is going to go before the Supreme Court ultimately that, you know, determine that that gays could not marry. So it's interesting that Hillary Clinton was over on the other side of the world telling the world to stop bias against gays and lesbians in Geneva. We haven't stopped our bias against gays and lesbians. Why are we standing up and shouting to others that they should do the same? Or we don't kill gays and lesbians. I mean, the Mideast is a fascinating place. There's no question about it. I mean, there's no place like it. Ask any of the soldiers returning home. Here's an interesting man. Here's an Australian man in the Mideast who is going to get 500 lashes for being blasphemous in Saudi Arabia.
Commenting yet or putting out any statements yet about this case. It's very confusing as to what exactly Mr. Al-Marib did or said in order for him to have been arrested and charged with blasphemy. What we've heard so far has been on the Australian side. Now, a spokeswoman for the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade was quoted as saying the ambassador has urgently contacted Saudi authorities and will make strong representations, including to key figures in the Saudi government seeking leniency. That's about all we have so far from the Australian government. We know this is being taken very seriously at the highest levels in the Australian government, and we've heard from the man's family. They're making appeals, and they're really afraid right now that Mr. Al-Marib will not be able to survive this punishment if it is doled out, that his health is in such a state that he would not be able to survive these lashings if they are, in fact, administered. Manita?
Give us an idea about, I guess, sentences or punishments of this kind. How unusual is this?
Well, Manita, in Saudi Arabia, a sentence of lashing is not as unusual as one might think. We've seen several high-profile cases in the last several years, lashings being doled out as punishment. This is the kind of case that really makes Saudi officials bristles, and it's no wonder that they don't like to comment about it. It's the kind of thing that engenders a lot of international outrage, a lot of international condemnation by rights groups who claim that Saudi Arabia has a very draconian justice system. But it's key to remember, Saudi Arabia is a country in which Sharia law is practiced. Saudi Arabia is a country in which a very puritanical strain of Islam called Wahhabism is practiced. So it's really up to the judges. They have wide latitude and discretion to administer the kind of sentences they see fit. And even though Saudi Arabia the past several years has been saying the justice system will be streamlined, will be reformed, we still see these kind of sentences coming out. In the last couple of months, a woman who was caught driving in Saudi Arabia and arrested, there were reports that she was sentenced to be lashed, and that then subsequent to that she was pardoned. In these types of cases that engender a lot of international condemnation directed at Saudi Arabia, it's not uncommon to see the king make the case quietly go away or issue a pardon for that person. So it's yet to be seen what will happen here, but the fact that the Australian government is really making this public right now will certainly make Saudi officials, you know, stand up, take notice, and it would not be a surprise to see this case somehow go away in the weeks or months to come.
Oh, so that guy, 500 lashes. They're saying maybe they couldn't survive because of his health. Nobody has his health enough to survive that. You know, the Aladdin, Disney Aladdin cartoon is very cute, but you realize if he had gotten caught, he would have had his hands cut off.
Carl Benz patented the first automobile over 125 years ago. 5 years ago, in 2006, Star Automotive opened to provide dealership-level, independent Mercedes-Benz services to San Luis Obispo County. Hi, this is Brian from Star Automotive. We would like to thank over 1,000 Mercedes owners who have trusted us with their vehicles. If you haven't yet, we would love the opportunity to serve you. You can learn more about us at StarAutomotive.com or give us a call at 543-STAR. We'll keep the smile on your face and the star on your car.
Looking for a great holiday gift idea that won't break the bank? Remember this name, Slow Roasted Coffee. That's right, Slow Roasted Coffee. They're your local neighbors, and their coffee is always a crowd pleaser. Now's the time of year to enjoy Slow Roasted Coffee's special holiday blends. Candy cane, pumpkin pie, winter wonderland, and a favorite, cinnamon gingerbread. Folks love their coffee. And if you're wondering what to give your coworker or need to pick up a host gift before you go to that holiday party, it's Slow Roasted Coffee to the rescue. Got someone out of town? Send them a gift from the happiest place on earth. Shop online at slowroasted.com. They'll ship it for you. Locally, you'll find Slow Roasted Coffee at grocery stores throughout the county. This holiday season, don't just drink coffee, enjoy it. Drink Slow Roasted Coffee. So good.
Like reggae music? So do we. Hurry up yourself and link up with the like-minded reggae heads here on the Central Coast. To join the iPower Sounds Reggae Mobile Fan Club and get a free reggae CD, text the word reggae to 68255. That's the word reggae to 68255. iPowerSound.com, where the Central Coast goes for their reggae music.
Yes, the other pieces of music from the soundtrack, Pearl Harbor, will sound equally, I would say, equally dramatic. Here, Bill, this is Talk is Cheap, your Friends and Neighbors Network on December 7th, 2011. Something I wanted to share. Oh, here, did you hear Rob Blagojevich got 14 years in prison? So here's how I kind of look at Rob Blagojevich. He was too stupid playing being stupid to realize he could get 14 years in a stupid prison. So that's, you know, and that was his whole defense was, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to know it. Okay. Apparently they thought he was. So now, did you hear the sounder at the news? Now it gives him time because he has to. He gets a few days for us to report. Does he have to report 90 days? Whatever. So it's a few days. So he says that, that way he can go over and he names his my little girls. Are his little girls little anymore? I doubt it. And that explain to them, you know, what's going to happen and how it's all going to go. What's going to happen is they're going to have, you know, Mom's going to have conjugal visits, and they're going to, you know, be able to see him every now and then. Got to wrap on that. All right. Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Here, the geezer bandit, I know we're debating whether it's a geezer bandit or not, but here, he blew it. See, they always, sometimes, somewhere along the line, they screw up. You know what I'm saying? They screw up. He had a day planner that he was carrying with him, or he had it, and then he put it in the money bag that had the dye pack in. When it exploded, he left behind the day planner. It's right around the edges, but that's okay. And then somebody, twice now, people have who have witnessed the, right after the robbery, have witnessed a, what is it, a Beamer that's taken off out there? I think it was BMW. So he's doing well, apparently. Bank robbing go comes to an end at some point. Or just some point when somebody just doesn't know when to stop. Kind of the way that works. You have to know when to stop. All right. Here's another story that was interesting here. Let me give you this one here. Let me share this with you. This came up on the internet. This was this whole thing about you know, during President Obama's speech, you mentioned, you know, how many billionaires are, or millionaires rather, not paying much taxes. And so here they came up with some facts. A quarter of all millionaires now pay lower tax rates than millions of middle-class households. Some, this is what he said in the speech. Here are some of the facts behind the claim. In 2006, roughly 25% of those with adjusted gross incomes over $1 million paid a smaller portion of their income in federal taxes, that's income and payroll and corporate, than 10% of those with average gross incomes below $100,000, according to a recent study from the Congressional Research Service. As for President's assertion that some billionaires have a tax rate as low as 1%, they say it's very possible but hard to verify, but another two people said it's not implausible. Last year, 4,000 households with incomes over $1 million owed no federal income tax whatsoever, according to Tax Policy Center estimates. What's more, of the top 400 federal tax returns with the highest adjusted gross incomes in 2008, 30 had an effective tax rate of less than 10%. A big reason is that a large percentage of wealthy Americans' income comes from investments, which are often taxed at lower rates than ordinary wages and salaries, 15% traditionally. What's more, some perfectly legal tax code provisions allow taxpayers to reduce their investment tax bills even further. So, there you go. There you go. And here is a story here. This thing is slow. This thing's embarrassingly slow. Okay, though. Here's what they had to say. Yeah, here's what they had to say about it. Well, no, they're not going to. The Volkswagen Beetle has some bugs. I guess somebody's going to do a report. Let's go ahead and hear this, see what this report is. Am I reading it, or is there a report coming? There's no way of knowing. Okay, I'm done with that now. I'm done, you know, with all the dead air and wasting my time and everything. It just annoying me after a while. Okay. Now, the new 2012 Volkswagen Beetle actually looks more like the old-fashioned Volkswagen Beetle than the new model they came out with, if you remember, when they revised it. And so that's, which is kind of interesting. So I'm sorry it's got bugs. Let me try one more time. This is my last click, my last dying hope that this is going to actually do something. Yeah, nope, it's not going to. Then here was another thing about automotive transportation. Here's another hoot. The smart car people what's it called? Two for smart for two, whatever it is, two for car. That little tiny car, the smart car. They're coming up with a little tiny pickup truck. Because, see, now you can't put a bag of groceries in the back of it, but when you have a little pickup truck, it'll fit two bags of groceries side by side. So that would be important to have. Actually, you know what? It would seem to me that And I've said this before, and I don't quite get it. If you have these cars that they manufacture over, and, you know, they got them in Japan, all these, you can buy used Japanese vehicles that they somehow get to work well enough with smog-wise that they can bring them into the States, but you can't buy any new ones. And you look at a lot of these little vehicles like they use out of Cal Poly on campus and whatnot, you know, little service trucks and things. Now, they would cost a song. And yet we can't buy them for a song. You can't get hold of them, you know. They got these little things in India, you know. What about those little covered motor scooter type things, you know? That'd be good to have. But you can't buy that stuff here. And I don't understand exactly the mileage isn't the problem. So I thought if you throw a catalytic converter on almost anything, it'll catalyze and convert. But maybe I could be wrong, I guess. But anyway, I thought that was a little bit unusual. Anyway, as you can see, I'm in the idea of if I could really find a really cheap car instead of trying to rely on the 20-year-old car that I sometimes drive. Eh, God love it. It's still hanging in there. Yeah, okay. Actually, it was Nancy's car. It's a Miata, 1989 Miata. And so the interesting thing is I saw another Miata where somebody also was saying, you know what, I only want to put so much into this car anymore. And so instead of replacing the top that apparently they're replacing, and we replaced the top once on the car, but instead of replacing the top, this man had a top totally made of blue duct tape, which was attractive in its own way. I don't know if it converts anymore as a convertible. But it looked interesting. Okay, let me get out of this. I got to get out of this right now. I got to get away from this thing that I wish I'd never gotten anywhere near. All right, thank you. I rue the day that some of these things happen to me. Then I don't even want to tell you what this story is about because if it doesn't play, then I'll just be torqued off. You know? Can I do this? I don't know. That didn't work. Yeah, okay. I'm just sort of stuck. This is a cannonball.
Traveling
stuff.
At bullet here, speed, the cannonball bounced off this sidewalk, blasted through the front door of this home, and whizzed across the bedroom of a sleeping couple.
But they didn't actually hear the cannonball come through the house. What woke them up was the settling of the sheetrock that woke them up.
It punctured the bedroom wall, leaving a 10-inch hole, then bounced across four lanes of Tassajara Road into another neighborhood where Ming Jiang says it struck his roof.
Yeah, that looks like a roof tile.
Jiang says his mother was taking care of his 10-month-old son.
She had no idea what was going on. It was a very loud boom, and she thought a tree fell, maybe a meteor, but it's not clear. There was some cannonball that landed on a roof.
It ricocheted across the street and smashed through a minivan's window that Jasper Gill says he had just parked minutes before impact.
I looked inside. There was a big cannonball.
That was about this big.
It was a good 5-10 inches.
This particular myth was to see if other materials could be fired out of a cannon and would be as effective as a cannonball.
Instead, the Mythbusters found out how effective a cannonball is when it misses its target. It was supposed to hit these trash cans filled with water, but it missed, ripped through a concrete wall, and skipped over a hill into the city of Dublin.
I was scared. I'm lucky that my kids weren't inside the van.
Boy, usually they are so careful on that Mythbusters show that you just can't imagine such a thing happening. But this was a real, this was a big boo-boo. Holy dump truck. And that apparently cannonballs were quite effective from what I saw there. Okay. It hit two houses, went through one house, hit another house, and then hit another street, and then it went through the window of a car. I'd say that's fairly effective. Maybe we should go back to using cannonballs. I mean, okay, so let's talk about other things that are going on in our world and why they're happening. That's what we've got to figure out, is why is this happening? Oh, here was a thing, the Zaxter, Zach's clothes go to local charity. Star donates to Lisa Ray's Children's Resource Network. And so this was a big do that happened, and they were all excited and happy that happened. She was screaming and yelling and saying this is really cool, and you can imagine that's the idea. So and now the Zaxter's making a circuit because he's in a new movie with Michelle Pfeiffer and many others called New Year's Eve, which is really neat that we have, you know, our local boy makes good. But here's the other thing. They showed Michelle Pfeiffer in this movie. Okay, they show Michelle Pfeiffer. Michelle Pfeiffer has apparently enlisted the help of the late Michael Jackson's plastic surgeon to do work on her, because she now has one of the versions of Michael Jackson's nose back quite a while back, before he passed away. But I think it was, you know, version 8 or something. So anyway, but she has one now. It looks exactly the same. And kind of her eyes and her cheeks are, I'm a little concerned about the whole thing. Zach didn't have any plastic surgery done, I can tell. He's growing up, though. It's kind of crack up to watch. All right, let's see what else is happening today. Let's see what's going on then. That played. That one actually played. I'm kind of excited about that. All right, other things that are going on besides Alec Baldwin getting booed off a plane for being a twit. Terrence Howard was ordered Tuesday to stay 100 yards away from his estranged wife after she claimed the Oscar-nominated actor threatened and hit her during their marriage. Restraining order is in effect until a January 17th court hearing. And then RoboCop's joining Star Trek sequel. RoboCop actor Peter Weller is joining the cast of director J.J. Abrams' big-screen Star Trek sequel. Well, the sci-fi credentials include the RoboCop films and the TV series Odyssey 5. The film will include the return of stars Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto. The film is set for a May 2013 release. I was a good movie at the time, RoboCop, Peter Weller and the whole thing. I liked it. All right, other things going on. Occupiers are hitting homes. What the protest now is, what is it again? It's changed its tone. It's about something else. About lobbyists and something else that's no good. And as much as I wish that, you know, the whole thing was doing something to some way benefit anybody, it's not really. Okay. Here's another people. They try to get away with it, you know, and they do for a while. A Seattle chiropractor and his wife live in a $1.2 million waterfront home and have spent the past 8 years flying to Moscow, Paris, Israel, Turkey, Mexico, and the Dominican Republic. And all the while, federal authorities say the couple was collecting more than $100,000 in welfare. Now the U.S. Attorney's Office is suing David Silverstein and... Holy cow. Let me try to get this one. I think he met her on one of his trips. Yudmila Shimonova, I like that name, claimed them of filing false claims and demanding that they could pay back more than $135,000 in federal housing assistance since 2003, so they have to pay it back. Prosecutors are also seeking tens of thousands of dollars in fines and gaining Section 8 housing assistance. Shimonova represented that she lived alone with her two children. Their husband assets were less than $5,000. Silverstein received the monthly benefits of $1,272 as Shimonova's purported landlord, the government said. Shimonova also received benefits under the Federal Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, as well as Social Security cash reserves for people who can't work due to age or disability. Anyway, they were raking it in. Meanwhile, they're traveling around the world, you know. They went to the Dominican Republic. I don't know why they went there. And then Silverstein said Tuesday his lawyer asked him not to comment, and his lawyer, David Allen, did not immediately return messages. How does that work? I think in a case like this, I don't know anything about it. I guess you have to pay the lawyer up front. Is that what happens? Because, you know, once they take everything away from you and fine you millions of dollars, how are you going to pay the lawyer? So I guess they get paid up front, eh? Yeah? Okay. They're going to have a hard time with this one. They're really going to have a hard time getting off. You know, Rob Milivojevic thought, you know, no problem. I just act like a dumbo, and they'll think I'm really dumb. Didn't work. All right. 3-year wait. Paso tells Homes developer to proceed. The city council lets Olson Ranch and Beechwood projects hire a new designer, so plans for hundreds of new homes on Paso Robles southeast corner are finally moving along again after a 3-year standstill. City council on Tuesday unanimously voted to push forward with the proposed Olson Ranch and Beechwood developments by allowing property owners to hire a new design firm. That firm slated to file a proposal to the city for review, although given the time frame wasn't given. So here we have a new multi-hundred homes in Paso Robles in one chunk, and we have the same thing here in San Luis Obispo. And, boy. And I confess to you, I ruined it for somebody when I moved here, 35 years ago. I ruined it for somebody who thought, you know what, this used to be really a quaint little town, but now look what they've done. They've let Bill Benica move into Morro Bay. I'm not proud of that in a way. I feel kind of bad. Everybody likes the slow life, but pretty soon it's not slow anymore. It's just packed with people driving over top of each other. All right, that's fine. They'll be done with it. All right. Other things happening on this Pearl Harbor Day. I put my flag up, by the way. I hang my flag from the side, so I can't put it at half mast. But if you're flying a flag today, it should be at half mast, the American flag. You go along, you're doing the same thing, same thing, same thing, same thing, and then all of a sudden a study comes along and says, that might have been right. It's like, what? What? Women who underwent treatment had higher recurrence risk that had breast cancer radiation. A faster form of radiation therapy that is becoming increasingly popular for women with early-stage breast cancer may not be as effective and safe as conventional radiation treatments. A study which looked at Medicare records of more than 130,000 women found that those who underwent the faster treatment called, brachytherapy, is that how you say it, brachytherapy, were about twice as likely to have a mastectomy in the following 5 years, a probable sign that the cancer had come back as those who received conventional whole breast radiation. Honestly, it was somewhat shocking to me that I got this data for the first time, said Dr. Benjamin D. Smith, an assistant professor of radiation oncology at the MD Anderson Center for Cancer. Do the people that are on this, Medicare people know that these people get their records so they can be looked at? I just thought I'd ask. Chris said that growth has been fueled by marketing in the absence of much evidence that the technique is better for patients. Smith said this therapy costs Medicare about twice as much as the $8,000 it pays for whole breast radiation. However, some forms of whole breast radiation are costlier than that. Anyway, it's all very sad and bad. That's all. It's all sad and bad. It's weird that I saw an ad for a business in town that it says instead of having liposuction, which I could use, they put something on your stomach. I don't know what it does. You sit there, I think the person said, the endorsing person said she had three treatments for this thing. Each was an hour long. And this thing just sat in her stomach, and I don't know what it does. It does something. It has to be done by a doctor. But you don't get a big jar of fat. That's what I'm telling you. Yellow, nasty fat. Don't get that. You can't sell that to swap meet. Japan's nuclear cleanup aims to get people home, but some wonder whether Fukushima area should simply be abandoned for good. You have to ask yourself, so here's what, and we have to think about this here on the Central Coast also, of course. So if something went really bad, at Diablo, and the whole place was contaminated, the whole area was pretty much contaminated, how would you want to move back in? I guess the never moved people back into Chernobyl exactly. They moved them closer to the nuclear power plant they had been. I think these are people that just have to have a place to live, and I feel very bad for them. And the people from Fukushima may have no place to live either, and I feel very bad for them. The other thing, too, I heard today, I was watching the news, and they said that they still have power outages in Southern California from the Santa Ana winds last week. 43,000 people, I think they said, are without power. That's a long time ago that the power went out. Oh, no. Okay. Unbelievable, Martha. So now we have, you know, Jerry Brown came up with this plan and threw it out there. Ballot measure limit spending comes day after Governor releases his plan to tax the wealthy. So just a day after Governor Brown released his tax initiative proposal, anti-tax advocates announced Tuesday they have filed their own countermeasure seeking to restrain government spending. California Taxpayer Association, Howard Jarvis Taxpayer Association, Small Business Action Committee filed a proposed ballot measure with the state attorney general's office that would limit spending after the state made a full recovery from the recession. And whenever that is. And so the other thing, too, is why is no one putting it on the ballot? Why do we not have a petition out there? You're going to say, Bill, why don't you do it? What are you doing in the afternoons when you get off the air? So why don't we have a petition out there that says, okay, if you don't balance the budget, you don't get paid till you do. Our legislator. I think someone would do that. They found the third body of the trio that went over the falls in Yosemite. And it was, of course, in the Merced River. No. In order to pay record settlement, deadly VA West Virginia mine explosion made some news yesterday. $210 million will go to families of 29 victims who helped pay for new safety improvements. And they'll help pay for new safety improvements. So they got fined big time. Where were the other guys in Chile and Ecuador? Where were those other miners? Where were those guys? I don't think they got that kind of dough. I'm sure. Oh, guess what? Oh, here it is right here. Southern California remained without power and endured frigid overnight temperatures nearly a week after one of the most violent storms, etc. So here they are. Oh, about 7,900 Southern Californians and customers remained without from 350,000. I'm sure that's not the number they said today, I promise. The outages caused mostly by downed trees were sent in the San Gabriel Valley northeast of L.A. An East Dublin family is no doubt still stunned by that cannonball blast. That's where that was, by the way, so I thought I'd share that with you. In East Dublin. By the way, guess what I got yesterday? Was it yesterday I got it? I think it was yesterday. Yesterday. I got my smart meter. Now, are we being charged for those? I guess we probably are, right? Because, you know, there's no way you're going to go to the swap meet and sell thousands upon thousands of dumb meters that you took out, you know, if you were the PG&E. Well, they have two kinds. They have a General Electric and they have whatever the heck I got, some other kind. Who knows? So now a lot of people, of course, are falling over and saying, I don't want a smart meter. I want a smart meter. My electric bills go up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. And I obviously something wasn't smart. So now I want to see what it does. And I, like anything else, I suppose that, you know, that gives off some kind of radiation to transmit information. You know, I wouldn't sit in front of it and watch the wheels go around. I guess they don't do that. It's digital now. You can't watch the wheel go around. That was easy. You can just, well, they have it goes to different things. One setting says it's working right. Who knows? Another setting says something else. Then it says how many kilowatt hours you've used. Then if you can figure all the, remember these and have the book with you, then there's another one that shows how many kilowatt hours you're using. But it makes more, you know, I have to be really honest with you. The visual impact of watching the little wheel go around was, probably more effective in its own way than having a digital readout. But I understand 2011, Digitalis, Fujimonga is coming into our home and everything. And so I guess the new, younger people will get used to how you read it. I'm even going to look at it again. I don't care.
Okay.
Smart meter. I mean, by insinuation, it means that the other meters they had were stupid. You should wonder about your electric bill forever. Right? They started using those guys, you know, back about the same time Thomas Edison started making stuff. Okay, that's that. We're going to have CBS News. This reminder, we're going to have Karen Bealy on Friday. And we'll do calcosnews.com week in review. And then, of course, next Monday, we'll have Josh Wright back in. We'll do our sports thing review. That's going to get a little bit busier as the basketball season starts. But right now, let's do the news.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Prison-bound Rod Blagojevich still has some supporters.
I support you and your family.
Thank you.
People gathered at Blagojevich's home after his 14-year prison sentence was handed down by federal judge James Zagel, who said the ousted governor's apology to the court for his corrupt actions came too late. U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald.
This needs to stop. Everyone gets it that it needs to stop. Jurors get it. Judges get it.
Andy Shaw at the Better Government Association.
I think it's going to be a significant step toward eventually creating a better class of behaving politicians.
Blagojevich's predecessor as governor, George Ryan, is already doing time for different corruption. Jerry Sandusky faces bail, $250,000 on a dozen additional child sex abuse charges brought today. WTAJ-TV reporter Ben Manning says this was expected.
They have said all along that they've been interviewing more people, and, you know, we've all heard about other victims coming forward and telling their story.
These charges are based on the claims of alleged victims number 9 and 10. The rule doesn't change. Young girls ages 16 and under will still need a prescription to get the morning after emergency contraception pill.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius essentially determined that many girls under age 17 lack the ability to fully understand the pros and cons of Plan B, and that they should have to consult with a doctor before obtaining it. Many supporters of wider availability will see this as a political decision heading into the presidential election year.
CBS's Barry Bagnato in Washington. Convicted cop killer Mumia Abu-Jamal is being moved off of Pennsylvania's death row into the general prison population, his sentence reduced to life without parole. The murdered officer's wife is Maureen Faulkner.
The time remaining before Abu-Jamal stands before his ultimate judge, it doesn't seem quite so far off.
Republicans who want to keep the Keystone gas pipeline from Canada to the Gulf on track should not try to tie it to the middle-class tax cut, says President Obama.
My warning is not just specific to Keystone. Efforts to tie a whole bunch of other issues to what's something that they should be doing anyway will be rejected by me.
The president was appearing with Canada's prime minister after a meeting at the White House in which pipeline tensions were a subject of discussion. President Obama pushed a decision on the pipeline off until 2013, after the election, saying it's due to environmental concerns, not politics. On Wall Street, the Dow up 46 points, the NASDAQ down just a fraction, S&P up about 2 points today, and oil below $101 a barrel. Story just in from New York City that police have stepped up security around Deutsche Bank as a precaution. This after an explosive device was found in Germany in the mailroom of Deutsche Bank in Frankfurt. It did not go off. The bomb experts have it. There is no known threat in New York. This is CBS News.
Between the holidays and bad weather, we can spend a lot of time away from the office. But business doesn't stop. That's why GoToMyPC by Citrix allows you to work from anywhere. Whether you're snowed in, visiting family, or homesick, GoToMyPC lets you access your office computer from your Mac, PC, and now your iPad. Try it free for 45 days. Download the free app, then visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Try It Free button, enter promo code 45. That's GoToMyPC.com, promo 45.
Our new living room looks great. New sofa, entertainment center. Thanks to our personal loan from One Main Financial.
Mom, Dad, you're early.
Oh, I couldn't wait to see how you fixed up your new place.
Nice furniture.
You have a dream. We can help make it a reality. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with a simple, straightforward approach. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
The next class for induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has been announced. CBS's Steve Kathan with a musical rundown.
There's Guns N' Roses. The Red Hot Chili Peppers. Those rapping Beastie Boys.
You gotta fight for your right.
Also selected for induction in April, voices from the 60s, The Faces, the late singer-songwriter Laura Nyro, and Donovan.
Sunshine came softly through my...
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A report from Cancer Research UK says nearly half of all cancers could be prevented if we would just change our lifestyles a bit. No smoking, the most important rule of all. not much drinking, and a healthy diet, lots of fruits, veggies, nuts, and fiber, and get the weight under control. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Welcome to Wilkins Bank. For checking, press 1. Savings, press 2. For other options, press other options. Is that correct? Press 3. To go back. For checking, press 1. Checking, is that correct? Mortgages. Lost or stolen ATM. For fraud.
If your bank won't let you talk to a real person 24/7 by pressing 0, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense. Just people sense. Member FDIC.
To Alex, what can I say to the greatest four-year-old in the universe? I'm already so proud of you, and you can't even tie your shoes yet. You're the best gift I've ever gotten. So here's the best gift I could give in return. Love, Dad.
When it comes to your loved ones, give the most selfless gift of all, a secure financial future. New York Life Insurance Company has been protecting families for over 165 years and has the highest ratings currently awarded to any life insurer. Contact your New York Life agent or visit NewYorkLife.com.
The MRI system everyone has been waiting for is now at San Luis Diagnostic Center. Patients love it. No more claustrophobia. No more masks over your face. No more tight spaces. And imaging speed to get you in and out, faster than any other magnet made. Plus, doctors love its unsurpassed image quality. The Siemens Skyra produces images doctors only dreamed of before. When you need your next MRI, ask for the new, wide-open, ultra-high-field Siemens Skyra at San Luis Diagnostic Center. Even if you live in North or South County, drive a little and get a whole lot more. Best image quality, the greatest patient comfort, and the lowest possible price. Why should you go anywhere else? When you need an MRI, call San Luis Diagnostic Center. 542-9700. That's 542-9700. To schedule your exam on the most modern equipment available.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, and now easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age, and it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs. With a wide selection to choose from, they also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today for your free consultation, 541-1790, or stop by 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love.
Looks like you're ready to do some honeydews. You've got a list, and what's with those knee pads?
I am ready to get her done.
Uh-oh.
We've got guests coming for the holidays, and Mom says we can't have any more plumbing problems like last year.
Yeah, I remember the kitchen faucet wouldn't stop dripping. The garbage disposal froze up at Thanksgiving, and the worst was when after dinner, your weirdo uncle wouldn't come out of the bathroom. What was that all about?
You know, don't even ask. It was ugly. And that's exactly why Mom's got me on the job.
Good thing you're starting early.
Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has pre-holiday sale pricing on no-drip top-quality kitchen faucets, super-efficient insinkerator garbage disposers, and powerful water-saving Toto toilets. To get sale pricing and an early jump on your holiday honeydews, go to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
You're with Bill. This is 1340 KNS, San Luis Obispo. We'll be back. Thanks for joining me today. And let me remind you, if I may, that our show is brought to you in part by the Swiss Dental Center, and Dr. Carol Phillips will fix your face so that everything works. And we've come a long, long way from false teeth. You understand? You can implants are the way to go now. That's the 2011 thing that's happening right there. And she does more of it than anybody in the whole wide world in Central Coast. So get your face fixed up. Right. Let me tell you about what's going on at Spencer's Fresh Market. I was just gazing at this, and I started drooling a little bit. I always like to hit with a big thing right at the top, okay? Because this is the headliner, okay? Harris Ranch Boneless New York Steaks, $3.99 a pound. Oh, I'd like one on barbecue. I'll tell you. And then they have also. Here's the other thing. This is very important about, and I think this. I assume it's a good price. Otherwise, why would they advertise it? Okay, crystal milk is 2 gallons for $5. Homogenized, reduced fat, 2%, low fat, 1%, fat free, whatever you want. You get whatever kind you want, and then you have milk. Then they got cantaloupe for 99 cents each. And then here's the other things that are going on. Right here, my mother-in-law, Mary, is the finest fresh pork spare rib maker in the entire world, and they have Prairie fresh pork spare ribs, so you should really get hold of some of those guys. Langer's Cranberry Cocktail, two for $3 right now. And lots of other great things are available to you and I, the common folk that want to eat good and not pay too much money for it. Here's something I noticed on the back of this. Can I be honest about this? If you can get three bunches of cilantro for a dollar, which you can at Spencer's, you know, you either give one to somebody else or give one to somebody else. You know, just as you're walking out of the store, say, here, I can't possibly use as much cilantro. Because even if you did Mexican cooking every day, I don't know if you could use three bunches of cilantro before it started to wilt and wither. But you can dry it. It's up to you. Green cucumbers are 59 cents each, and fancy Italian squash are just 99 cents. And then they have all the other great stuff going on. Boar's Head corned beef round is just $8.99 a pound. And I noticed another thing I thought you'd be interested in. Wait a second. Pulled pork time. Shoulder clod roast, they had this. Where I put it? Here it is. I don't know. Here it is over here. I saw it. I saw the darn thing. The shoulder roast. I don't know where I saw it. Can't see it now. That's kind of weird. But anyway, they have that. And then they have their and they also have thick sliced platter bacon for $3.99 a pound, which is absolutely excellent. And you're going to enjoy that whole lot. Okay, other things too, in the deli department, they have a boar's head sauerkraut for $1.79 each. That's a good idea. Get you to make some dogs, you know, put a little kraut on there. And they got Havarti cheese. They always have, remember, Spencer's, for all your party platter needs, whether it's a veggie, meaty veggie, shrimpies, whatever it is you want to do. You got a party platter? You could really save yourself some of the trouble, you know, when you entertain in the holiday season. You know, people understand, and the food they're going to get is delicious. You know, they're going to get the boar's head meats and cheese and whatnot. It's going to be yummy. So you get your holiday platter, and you can't go wrong with it. What you get at Spencer's right there. The price is great, and I would do it if I were you. So go to Spencer's in five locations on the Central Coast and make your money go further. San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Rio Grande, and San Marino. Good stuff. Good stuff, mate. All right, this is what's going on. I can't believe I forgot to get this. All right, there's a guy Friday on Saturday. Saturday we got a Afghani guy coming back in, and he's a corporal, and he's going to be arriving at Slo Airport at 5:30, and you're asked to be there to wave a flag at 5 o'clock, if you would. That's Saturday. And then some of the people are going to escort them to AJ Spurs. Motorcycle guys and whatnot. And then here we have another one tomorrow at the Santa Maria Airport, and this is the flight arrives at 1:30, so you need to be there about 1 o'clock. Same deal. Bring your gift bags if you have them. Bring a flag. They have flags if you don't have one. And so all those people are going to come, and they're going to welcome home. This is a corpsman, this guy, Navy corpsman. So he's a Navy corpsman. Show some respect, would you? And head for Santa Maria tomorrow if you have a chance. And arrive at the airport about 1. He'll get in about 1:30. You can imagine the tour he had. No, actually, you can't. In fact, I said that wrong. You can't imagine the tour he had. You notice something that's interesting? It's interesting what war does to people, I think. And yet, so here, anytime you see an older man who was in Korea, or World War II, as with the interview we had today on CNN, you know, as soon as they start to talk about it, the trauma of it, it brings tears to their eyes. 70 years later, it brings tears to their eyes, and they can hardly talk about it. War, what good is it? Absolutely. All right. I was thinking about doing another joke, but these are, I forget it. Not going to. I don't want to do it. It's not working out for me. You know? No, these are no good. All right, that's fine. All right, let's move on. Let's move on to other really serious matters. Oh, our next song from the soundtrack to Pearl Harbor is just a shorty this time. It's only 2 minutes and 53 seconds long. So, in case you're blind, Billy, are we going to have one of those long drawn-out affairs, you know, like Victory at Sea? No. I always liked Victory at Sea. I always liked the music. Okay, people and places in the news. Well, let's do this here. We got some other people up here that we want to talk about because we like to talk about them. And there's, all right, now this, I don't know. I really can't tell you the truth about, well, let me tell you that. We've got new details on this. Let me see if this won't come up. There's new details on the slain 7-year-old girl's death, and this is in Georgia. Now, I have to tell you something. I'm flip-flopping, and I'm very wishy-washy these days. I didn't used to be at all. I was like, I knew exactly what I wanted and how I wanted it done. I used to be very, very much in favor of capital punishment, but the way we treat it in California is absurd. But when you have a 7-year-old girl who is abducted, raped, and killed, I got to tell you, I mean, really, I'd pull the lever myself. I just really, really, really would.
The autopsy revealed that the victim died as a result of blunt force trauma to the head, that the victim had been stabbed, and that the child had been sexually assaulted. There were also other injuries to the child, which I'm not going to describe. The investigators feel very strongly that the killer of the child resides in the apartment complex or has readily access to that apartment complex. We have multiple leads that we feel are valuable, and we're going to carry those out. I will say that there were several registered sex offenders who resided in the apartment complex. One of the first things which was done by the investigators were to locate those sex offenders, interview them, and determine if they had any involvement in this case. And we have no reason to believe at this point that the sex offenders are involved. We believe that the child was abducted in the area of the playground, was taken to an apartment, vacant apartment, assaulted there, murdered, and then disposed of in the dumpster, which is contains compacted trash. This was a very calculated and planned crime.
So that's the time I go. I guess we all do.
All right.
I guess we all do. All right. Yeah. But Goyevich was on Dancing with the Stars. He was dancing around in between waiting to go to prison for 14 years and being a meathead. Hard to believe, isn't it? Hard to believe. Should we do a little touch of sports just a little bit? Because I don't get that much. Here's the thing right here. Expansion says go Big East. Boise State, San Diego State, they may get into it. Also, it appears that there's somebody else in here they mentioned. Houston Central, Florida, SMU going in for all sports. The Aztecs and Broncos are just expected to join for football. And then the Air Force and Navy may join later for football. So we'll have to ask Josh on Monday. I don't understand why people want to switch around and what league they're in and all that kind of stuff, because in most cases it doesn't help the people that hope that would help them to begin with. You know what I'm saying? Okay, right there. All right, anything else? Heisman or not, Luck's legacy is sealed. Andrew Luck has led Stanford to back-to-back 11-win regular seasons and a second straight BCS bowl game. So I'd say there's a lot of that. Then they said there's going to be a lot of back-to-back shortened games because of the basketball season being shortened. L.A. Lakers, for instance, are going to play 3 games in a row. So that's, you don't get to sit down a lot. You got to keep playing. And then lawyers for Barry Bonds asked a federal judge Tuesday for probation when Major League Baseball's career home run leader is sentenced for obstruction of justice later this month. Bonds was convicted in April of obstructing a grand jury sports doping investigation with an evasive answer. That's all right. You got an asterisk right next to his name anyway. Mr. Asterisk.
Uncle Cracker live in concert.
Follow me, everything is all right.
Good to Be Me Tour. Saturday, December 10th, 8 p.m., Shumash Casino Resort. Playing all his best, plus songs from his new album, Happy Hour, in stores now. Everyday American singer-songwriter, Uncle Cracker. Saturday, December 10th, 8 p.m., Shumash Casino Resort. Tickets on sale at Club Shumash, ShumashCasino.com, or call 1-800-585-3737. For more information and tour dates, stop by UncleCracker.com. Partial proceeds will benefit Toys for Tots.
I'm thinking about some dental implants. Give me a million-dollar smile. You know what I mean?
I know just the place. Swiss Dental Center.
No, I don't want to go to Switzerland. Figured I'd just stay here and get the work done.
You misunderstood. I said Swiss Dental Center on Higuera Street in San Luis Obispo.
Plus, I don't even have a passport.
Swiss Dental Center is right here. Dr. Carol Phillips is not only the only full-time dental implant specialist in the area, she's the one that teaches other dentists.
Plus, I have to get vaccinations to travel out of the country.
You don't have to go anywhere but right here. Swiss Dental Center even fabricates on site, so everything is perfect, just for you. Affordable, perfect fit, and convenience. That's Swiss Dental Center.
Nah, I think I'll just stay here and get the work done. Know any place good?
Swiss Dental Center on Higuera in San Luis Obispo?
Cool, thanks.
After that, you might want to have your hearing checked, too.
Hearing? I thought that was in Finland.
For more information, go online at SwissDentalCenter.com.
Thank you.
celebrity music surrounded a very tragic event. That's from the soundtrack to Pearl Harbor, this being Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th. Bill Banca, thanks for joining me today. I'm glad you're here. Weather Wizard says we're going to have a deteriorating weather. It's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse towards the weekend. I'm not sure when it's going to start to rain, but rain's coming. Rain or snow, depending on what time it starts to come down. I didn't know what the low. What was the low today? Last night. When I went out to get the paper, it was 33 and a third. I'm sorry. It was 33.3. Anyhow, it kind of explains my day right there. Yeah. But cool, I know that. All right, let's see what else is happening today. Oh, by the way, you can't go wrong with a guy named Wright. And so let's read a letter from Mr. Michael Wright that's in the paper today. And I have to, I agree, the poor people of Los Osos, it's coming and going. That's exactly the right way to say it, coming and going. They got nothing but grief and mayhem and expense. So here was his letter today, Michael Wright. He said, as those of us in Los Osos who have Golden State Water as our water purveyor know all too well, GSW has filed for a rate increase, a huge one at that. GSW's mailing to their Los Osos customers showing the increase doesn't tell the full story. If they haven't done so yet, I encourage the Los Osos Golden State Water customers to compare their usage units with the other major Los Osos water purveyor, Los Osos Community Services District. Please go to losososcsi.org and click on the water rate link. I found my current rate with Golden State Water to be 55% higher than Los Osos CSD rates, which were increased effective July 1st. Factoring my new Golden State Water rate proposed to take effect January 1st, 2013, my rate will be 100% higher. What's wrong with this picture? Both water purveyors draw from the same water source and have similar operations. GSW is not required to do anything special that Los Osos Service District doesn't do. I encourage all the Los Osos Golden State Water Company customers to protest to the Public Utilities Commission, Division of Ratepayer Advocates. You know, it's gone beyond the pale, as in the fact that, you know, when they first started talking about the sewer system and stuff, it was like, well, you know, this is going to really nail people, but especially it's going to nail people on fixed incomes and how they ever going to afford it, and the elderly. But, you know, what's going on in our economy right now, and this constant rate increases in everything, everywhere, all the time, for whatever reason, you know, like in San Luis where we pay more for water because we're not using any, you know, they're taking a toll on everyone. They're taking a toll on everyone. I think sometimes we lose sight of the fact, and I mentioned this the other day to you, that, you know, when you're paying over $3.50 a gallon for gas, and you can say, well, yeah, but overseas they pay $10 in England, let's say. I'm not in England. I'm talking about what I was used to paying, and all of a sudden I'm paying $3.50 for gas. And I said how happy I was, how lucky I was not to have to commute any great distance. Because that's a huge amount of money. When you go and you fill your tank, you can't fill it for $50. $50 doesn't fill an average car tank anymore. I mean, that's nuts. That's just completely nuts. And you take that and you start adding rate increases for water and utilities and stuff, and it's like, holy cow. For those of you that are one of the millionaires that are paying 1% in taxes, well, you know, good for you. The rest of us are like, eh. The Tribune and I agreed on this for sure. Let Oceano homeowners clean the sand, clear the sand. A permanent solution to sand buildup is needed, but owners still shouldn't have to jump through hoops until that solution arrives. And so that's what we were saying the other day. Are you kidding me? Let the people clean their darn street. If you lived in that area, I'm not being facetious. I'm asking you honestly. If you lived in that area, and in Oceano there by the beach. But let's say you had oak trees that were planted nearby, and the oak trees went onto the street, and some people said, well, we should rake them into the curb, in the gutters, you know. Would they, and wait for the, you know, pickup, what do you call it, thing, street sweeper. Would you be permitted to do that? Or would you not be permitted to do that? Would you have to just let the leaves fall where they may? Or could you do something about it? Well, the same thing with the sand. But theoretically, should not the county, does the county have street sweepers or not? Maybe not. Maybe that's part of the problem right there. Because in order to, that would clog up the street sweeper right there, that whole sand thing. Yeah, it makes no sense, I'll tell you that. Let's get some reaction to regarding Governor Jerry Brown's S orders for tax increases December 5th. You'll not get me to vote to support a tax. I can't afford it right now. Okay. The people who are so heavily and so quickly against the tax increase are the same people who will whine and complain when the state services they have come to rely on no longer exist. State of California gets a lot of money from a lot of sources, but the waste is a myriad of things. They won't cut waste. They cut schools and police, then tell you that they need more tax revenue to restore them. Generate more revenue for schools and public safety by not spending so much on welfare, high-speed rail, and government waste. The stark truth is that without new tax revenues, we will have no other choice but to make deeper and more damaging cuts to schools, universities, public safety, and our courts. Please feel free to make those deep, damaging cuts, Jerry. At least Brown is working on the problem. Arnold did nothing for 6 years. I fully support this measure until California stops being a donor state for federal taxes and we all get the money we contributed so that stupid war in Iraq, we have to do something. Want more revenue? Legalize weed tax and regulate it like alcohol. I think it's cannabis. Weed tax. All right. Mary Jane. Anyway, so you have those ideas right there that people had about the whole thing about taxation, with or without representation, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how it actually goes. All right. Now, this was interesting. Let me just touch on them briefly. Five myths about Pearl Harbor. The U.S. government had no knowledge of a potential Japanese attack before December 7th. I said to you earlier, well, they did. They had some idea. The War Department, they signed an agreement, the tripartite pact with fascist Italy and Nazi Germany. Various specific war warnings had been sent to Washington military commanders in the Pacific for some days before December 7th. On December 7th, Japanese attacked only Pearl Harbor. Not true. They attacked all over the place, the Marshall Islands, Midway, Guam, et cetera, Philippines, et cetera. The U.S. military responded quickly and decisively. For months after Pearl Harbor, the United States suffered defeat after defeat in the Pacific theater. Rumors swept the country December 8th that the Navy was in pursuit of attacking Japanese fleet, but these were false. The first significant U.S. offensive did not come up until February 1942 when the Pacific Fleet began attacks on the Gilbert and Marshall Islands. Before that, the first engagement of Japanese and U.S. forces actually resulted in American victory. Several hours before the air attack on Pearl Harbor, Japan deployed two-manned submarines, or midget subs, against the base. USS Ward, a destroyer on patrol outside the harbor, made first contact with a Japanese sub. It sank the missile, resulting in two Japanese casualties and no U.S. losses. Four Japanese Americans were the only U.S. citizens rounded up after Pearl Harbor. Within 48 hours of the attack, more than 1,000 Japanese Americans, German Americans, Italian Americans, all considered enemy aliens, were detained by the FBI. By the end of the war, the government had in turn detained or restricted the movement of hundreds of thousands of people. Though Japanese Americans made up the majority of the roughly 120,000. And lastly, the attack on Pearl Harbor convinced the United States, convinced the public that the United States should end the war, and the attack persuaded Americans to support ending part of the war, not all of it, before Pearl Harbor. The United States was largely isolationist, and there was almost no call to get involved in another European war. The American First movement, backed by public figures including Charles Lindbergh and Walt Disney, was growing in popularity. Its supporters had announced plans to participate in every congressional race in 1942 and support the most isolationist candidate, the Republican or Democrat. After the attack, the American First movement came to a halt. But okay, we've been attacked. I think we should do something. Oh, that's right. Okay. And then, I don't think I've read something from Dan Marine before from the Sacramento Bee. He says it's easy to fume at corporations, banks, and tycoons who seem to pocket ever more money at our expense, but heading into an election year, a few 1%ers are contemplating giving a little back. Billionaire Nicholas Begrin and his Think Along organization in Beverly Hills rolled out a plan last week to right California by, in part, raising taxes by $10 billion. San Francisco investor Thomas Steyer is proposing to end the $1 billion business tax break and use the money to put people to work on energy and conservation pipelines. So there's just a lot of people, So here's the interesting thing. And once again, what we're finding out is, I think we are finding this out. If you can tell me otherwise, please tell me otherwise. That we this idea of saying, okay, the top 1% are job creators, by and of itself, they are not. By and of a plan to create jobs, which is, you know, something out of the norm of what they do, is a whole other matter. And will, in fact, create jobs. The other thing is that was pointed out about after President Obama's speech is that you have people that live off investments, and once again, you pay 15%, you know, on capital gains. People that mostly live off investments, and when you get to have that much money, that it just keeps compounding itself. So that's what you do. What, you know, some people like Warren Buffett can't sit down. There's people like that, but a lot of people just say, okay, fine, I'm just investing my money. So if they're investing 15%. You know, that by itself isn't going to work either. So it's really going to take a concerted effort of thinking and caring and doing. But we don't have that in the offing anywhere. Nobody's going for that program. Do business locally. Jeff Buckingham from San Luis Obispo says, right here, stay right here in your own town, and you buy stuff and think about what you're doing and support retailers. Think about it. Local retailers return every 32 cents out of every dollar to the community, helping us maintain our quality of life. Compare this to only 16% of the money spent at a superstore, stay in the local economy. According to 2009 Civic Economics Study, we all enjoy the quality of life here on the Central Coast. Many of us moved here for the surfing, the biking, the hiking trails, the open spaces, safe schools, and an environment in which to raise our children. The unique businesses here add to the quality of life, make it more like job creators will move or start companies here. When you do business locally, you're actually improving the quality of life for you, your friends, and your family. And hopefully, and maybe keeping others out. I won't say that. I'm an interloper myself. Seething right back. John from Arroyo Grande. Pakistan is seething after the NATO border attack. I am seething about Pakistan's long-term enmity to America. I am seething about their complicity in the murder of 3,000 Americans on September 11th. I am seething about their harboring of the monster behind this attack and many others. I am seething about their support of the Haqqani network, which U.S. intelligence considers the number one threat to our troops in Afghanistan. That's how he feels about things. he wasn't kidding around. All right, so that's just some of what I thought I'd share today. What else I have up here? Everything? I have two more stories. I don't even know if I understand the story. Let's see if I can tell you what it's about. There you go. From actress to stripper to harem member. Quite a career. You know, she wanted to do something worthwhile with her life. This is Jillian Lauren talks to CNN's Erin Burnett about her time living in Prince Jeff Jafiri somebody Bukola's harem in Bumai. All right, let's see if this is going to work. I don't know why.
Actually still a teenager that I wound up in the harem of the Prince of Brunei and spent a year and a half there as his mistress, traveling with him, traveling back and forth. And so it's about that experience and about that emotional journey for me.
And you had how you got there. You grew up in New Jersey, went to NYU,
yes.
Was at theater school.
Uh-huh.
You dropped out. Your parents didn't really know what you were doing. And I guess at the
right.
time you were stripping partly,
right.
and that was how you kind of got
right.
this. But you didn't know you were going to be in a harem, did you?
No, certainly not. When I went to this audition, because I was stripping, I was also acting, when I went to this supposed audition or casting, it was supposedly to go and entertain rich businessmen in Singapore for what at that time was a tremendous amount of money.
Right, it was like $20,000. I mean, it was
right, which was astronomical for mm-hmm. for 2 weeks worth of work. And
yes.
when I got the job, they told me, actually, you're being invited to be the guest of the Prince of Brunei and to attend these parties that he has every night. And I said, where? I'd never even heard of Brunei.
Tell me a little bit about this Prince Jeffrey. I mean, I saw a story. This is the guy who went through something like $50 million a week or something.
Uh-huh.
He spent more than $14 billion, yeah. more than anybody in the world.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's kind of a crazy guy.
He's crazy and decadent. And, you know, at that time, it was attractive to me, his confidence and his charisma and his recklessness. And of course, recklessness, when you have billions and billions of dollars, translates to this huge scale, which is why I think he still is in the press and still is entertaining us all with his antics.
Yes, he certainly is. Vanity Fair profiles, giant court cases, yes. All kinds of absurdity and
Well, and there you are, Jillian.
Sanity.
Jillian right there. She said, I didn't mind spending his money. I had a good time. All right. Some gals have all the luck. Oh, here was a story right here on the front page of the local section today. Zach gives kids threads with star cred. For several minutes, Lisa Ray didn't recognize the well-dressed young man who was helping to load piles of impeccably folded and wrapped shirts, pants, and sweaters into her car. In fact, she mentioned to her father he looked just like a movie star. That's when the young man introduced himself. He looks at me and says, hey, I'm Zach Efron. Ray called this week. And I screamed, and I'm screaming like a 13-year-old. Anyway, so Ray is president and CEO of the Children's Resource Network of the Central Coast, formerly known as Lisa Ray's Donation Group, a hometown nonprofit that she founded about 2.5 years ago on a shoestring budget. During that time, Ray's organization has come from helping one single mom's children to outfitting more than 3,500 kids and teens from Lompoc to Cambria. Efron Aurora Grande, high grad, got his big break as a singing, dancing basketball player in Disney's High School Musical series. Learned about one of the nonprofit's programs, and so he thought, okay, I'll chip in. That's cool. That's just cool. That's just cool. Boy, you know, everything here is crime and mayhem. And slow jobs growth persists in our county. Yeah, they're talking about places where it's just hunky kadori, but you know we're not experiencing that whatsoever. So, but then we sort of knew that, but that's the deal right there. Yeah. I had one more story I wanted to share with you. It's here, and it plays. This is 15 months after her son was killed, Nanette West went to Iraq to learn more about her son in his final days.
This flag was flying over Fob Normandy when he died, and they sent it to me.
It's the first thing you see when you walk into Nanette West's home.
This is my son's room.
Because the last place this mother wants to put her son's pictures and mementos is in a box.
Every night, before I went to bed, I would come kiss him on the head. Because that's my little boy.
When her son, Army First Lieutenant Kyle West, was killed on Memorial Day 2007, trying to rescue soldiers from a downed helicopter in eastern Iraq, she thought there was only one way to understand it.
I wanted to see where he was. I wanted to see what he was doing, how he was living, what they were doing over there, how he died.
She tried to enlist in the Army, but was told she was too old, and then landed a job as a civilian contractor and was headed to Iraq 15 months after Kyle's death.
My first goal was just to get there. So I did that. I got there against everybody's odds, telling me, you don't need to be doing this. No one, your son wouldn't want you there. Bull.
Nanette says fate put her right where she needed to be, in a nearby camp close to her son's unit. For 2.5 years, she helped support the troops with basic necessities like food and lodging and even hand-delivered care packages.
Even that just little piece was enough for me.
But this was the highlight of the trip, a ride in a Bradley, the fighting vehicle her son was riding in when he was killed by an IED.
These soldiers opened up a Bradley. We went through every piece of it, who sits where and what their job is. And I actually got firsthand knowledge of this Bradley, which put everything into place of what my son was doing when he died. As we were riding, I could feel the adrenaline rush and the feel that I had of the sensation of it. It all went together. It all clicked. And that's just something I couldn't have done if I stayed here.
She also got to visit the memorial soldiers built for her son and spent a few days with Kyle's unit, where she learned more about who her son was in his final days.
He soaked up everything he could from everybody to make himself a better officer, a better leader, to do a better job himself. And three or four different guys told me that same story.
What this mother never imagined, a journey to understand her son's death would teach her more about life.
And you have to find your own passion. You got to find what you are here for. You got, and it's also about giving more than taking. And that's the things that he had figured out.
To those of you who survived Pearl Harbor and to your friends that did not, I salute you. And remember, some gave all, and all gave some.
Oh, yeah.
Lined up for tomorrow at noon o'clock. I'll see you here. I'll hear you here. You'll see. We'll be here together. Until then, may your trails be happy ones and don't believe everything you hear here because...
This is Talk is Cheap.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.